Hey guys, it's Will here again, and today I'm doing a podcast about direct sales associations, DSAs, also known as multi-level marketing or MLM organizations. So this is things like Herbalife or Mary Kay. Recently in the news, John Oliver just did a full episode directed to MLMs, and he kind of broke everything down and discussed how their pyramid schemes and things like that, and why you should essentially never join. And this podcast is really going to be directed to the reasons, aside from the fact that it's a pyramid scheme, but a lot of other things that people don't think about that are very exploitative that happen with MLM organizations. So kind of beyond the pyramid scheme, you know, why are all the other reasons why you should not join an MLM, and why they're just absolutely terrible models for business, personal success, building wealth, opportunity, and everything like that. So again, we're starting from the premise that these organizations are pyramid schemes, meaning that they primarily make their money from getting other people to sign up for the program, and not through selling any particular product or merchandise. And this is well established. I will link to the John Oliver video. There's many other, you know, things on the internet, books written, et cetera, that really spell out that all of these organizations are essentially a quote unquote pyramid scheme, meaning that they only make money by signing up other people. That's their primary form of profit. So we're not focusing on that. We're focusing on all the other aspects which make this just a terrible, terrible idea and a terrible business model. Okay, and before I get started on some of the more particular reasons, I just want to give you a personal story. Okay, so I've known people who have joined various forms of MLM organizations over at least the last 20 years. Okay, and these people come from all walks of life. People who barely graduated high school and were earning very little money and wanted a way out of poverty or whatever dead-end job they have, all the way to the exact opposite end of the spectrum. People who have professional degrees, college degrees, even PhDs in some circumstances, and who are relatively very successful and have great careers and things are going well, and they wanted to kind of step up and retire earlier or, you know, increase their financial security or things like that. So I know people from across all the spectrum, at least 100 people, friends, family, you name it, okay? And I've never, ever known any single person among the over 100 people I know from all walks of life over more than two decades, who has ever had their lifestyle change or make money from joining an MLM. The evidence just isn't there. I've never seen anybody be successful at this. I've never, ever seen anyone buy a new car, move to a new house, pay off their mortgage, accelerate their retirement, anything. Every person to the T, 100%, that has joined one of these, it's fizzled out and they were left not only no better off than they were before, but in many instances worse off than they were before. And so I've consistently challenged people who join these organizations or who are part of the organization to prove it, to put their money where their mouth is. Show me your W-2. If it's so great and you're making so much money, you know, just produce your tax returns. And it's never happened. Even people who credit themselves and advertise themselves as being successful will not engage in the most basic thing. And again, if I was making $1 million a year or $2 million a year or even $500,000 a year and just absolutely crushing it, and someone said, you know, how can I be like you? I produce that document in a second. I'd say, here's my W-2. Here's my tax return from the year before I started the MLM. I earned $60,000. And once I started in this great organization that makes everybody wealthy and everyone their own boss and everyone an entrepreneur, once I joined that, my tax return for the next year, I made $100,000 or $150,000 or $250,000 or any amount of these outrageous claims of wealth. And it doesn't happen ever. Nobody has ever backed up claims of wealth with evidence. And that should be really troubling to you. Again, for me, it's common sense because the system doesn't work. It hasn't worked. It didn't work in the 1900s when Ponzi invented it. It doesn't work in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, or now. No matter what product you're selling or what organization arises, They all absolutely fail. They are designed to do one thing: transfer wealth from you, you know, the MLM associate, back to a really small parent company or corporation. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to talk about, unfortunately, is math. Wah, wah. Nobody likes math. But again, time and time again, you hear mathematically why MLMs are impossible. And I want to stress, that's completely true, okay? Once you've recruited five or six levels down from the first person of a pyramid organization or an MLM, you've literally recruited every single person on earth. And again, I just want to mention that the mathematical model, unfortunately, is overly optimistic, okay? So if you're following the mathematical model, that's actually not the real world, okay? There's other things that happen, and that makes it seem better than it actually is. And it's horrible, right? This is saying it's mathematically impossible. But not only is this mathematically impossible, but you need to think about this using some common sense, okay? The mathematical model assumes that you recruit every single person, okay, that you possibly can recruit. It assumes that nobody says no, that everybody joins, and you never meet the same person twice. But what's the reality of the MLM, okay? Which makes the mathematical model much more brutal. One, the reality is not everyone has money, okay? And so there's huge parts of the planet that billions of people that earn pennies a day, because we live in the United States and we're one of the wealthiest countries in the world, but there's vast swaths of billions of people that live in poverty. And so those are immediately removed from the pyramid. So instead of going five levels down, you're already at two levels or three levels down, okay? The other thing is that people work in circles. They work in circles of friends, they work in circles of family, and they work in circles of neighbors, okay? So if you go and recruit your neighbor or your friend or your brother or your sister, your family member or your coworker or anything like that, they immediately go to work recruiting people in the exact same social circles that you've already recruited in. So it's just a vicious cannibalization of the available people, because all MLMs need people that are fresh and bodies that haven't been exposed to it. And it's really hard to find those people, because every person that you recruit to work under you is typically in the same social circle, right? So if you recruit one coworker, immediately the very same day or the next day, they go recruiting other coworkers that you haven't talked to yet. So they're essentially competing against you. And this is the same thing for friends, for family, for neighbors, people in the same geographic area, everything. Okay, so what ends up happening is that within a few recruits that you bring into the MLM, they've completely cannibalized everyone in your family, everyone in your neighborhood, everyone in all your social circles. And it's just really, really difficult to find people that haven't heard about the pitch yet. Because every time a new person is brought in, they're opening up, you know, you can think about it as a new storefront, as a new competitor, okay? This is insane. No business runs like this, where every single business that opens is in the same geographic area or social area, and they immediately start taking business away from the first business, okay? If you were to join a franchise like a Subway or McDonald's or something like that, you know, they wouldn't allow you to open up a McDonald's on your street, and then, you know, the first customer that comes in essentially opens up a McDonald's right next door. It doesn't make any sense, because they would cannibalize the customers that you had, and the company would ultimately lose money. But that's what's happening. And that's why when you get these mathematical representations, like with, you know, John Oliver, for example, they're actually overly optimistic. Because if everyone in the world joins, it's assuming that everyone says yes and you never run into the same person twice. But again, you run into the same people all the time. That's one of the biggest problems with MLMs. So even mathematically, this has been disproven. It's even worse than that. So you can't say, oh, I can go down five levels. You really can only go down two or three levels before you're absolutely saturated. And that, again, means if it was mathematically impossible before, it's even more mathematically impossible to make money because of the reality of where you live and your social circles and who you recruit. Okay? And here's another thing about MLM organizations, and I call it burden shifting. The burden is shifted to you, the quote-unquote independent contractor or sales associate. So whenever you join these organizations, to the T, any contract you sign, all their advertising, literature, etc. All these MLM organizations make it explicitly clear that you are an independent contractor. And that's extremely important because it has a very specific legal definition and a very specific legal meaning. And this is because all MLM organizations are set up essentially the same way. They're set up as a small, very small shell company with as few employees as possible, and then a vast network of salespeople which are deemed to be independent contractors. Okay, and independent contractor is a legal term. Any of the 50 states that you go to, it's going to be the same thing. When you're deemed an independent contractor, it means that you yourself are solely responsible for everything and that the parent company has zero liability for any of your actions. And this extends to every facet of your employment. So because you're an independent contractor, if you get in a car accident, you pay for it out of your own pocket with your own insurance. None of the liability that you have for doing business extends to that small parent company that's just sucking money from you, okay? And if you're an independent contractor, you are also your own boss and you're exempt from any of the employment laws. So that means that small shell company that is employing you as an independent contractor doesn't have to pay you overtime, doesn't have to pay payroll tax. There's no health care involved. You're really your own person doing your own thing, and 100% of all the risk and all the responsibility of doing business falls on you. And that is extremely profitable for that company. And this always sets up to the maximum exploitation of the independent contractor, which is you. So again, let's make this a concrete example. Say you want to join an MLM. So you would probably have to pay some sort of startup fee. That goes to no product, no material whatsoever. So you pay them $50, which is 100% profit, and your total payment's $100. So 50 goes just to be able to have the luxury of joining, and the other $50 goes to buy you a starter kit with some initial products and things like that, okay? Any typical company would supply you with everything you need to sell those goods and products, right? They'd supply you with an office, they'd supply you with a company phone or a normal phone, they'd pay for all these different expenses and overheads. But MLM organizations don't do any of that. 100% of the burden is shifted to you. So guess what? You're using your own car, your own tires, your own gas, your own mileage. You're using the phone plan that you pay for, probably with the second job that you have or whatever your other job is, or your husband's job or your wife's job, you know. And so you're taking money that you earn from a secondary source and you're using it to pay for the most basic aspects of doing business, okay? If you're doing business out of your home, your mortgage, okay, that you're paying out of your own pocket is going to be now your office space and your, like I said before, your cell phone every time you call someone or you drive to an appointment or you print out pieces of paper on a copier or you're buying that paper yourself, you're paying the cost of the printing yourself. So all of a sudden, this small MLM organization can leverage you as an independent contractor for all these small little details of doing day-to-day business, paper, copies, advertisement, and even your time. When you're on the phone, you're paying for your own cell phone or your own landline to call people and set up appointments and try to sell products and try to sell goods and drive over to their house and wear and tear in your car and everything like that, okay? So they have zero expense associated with having a huge network of salespeople. And that's huge because it allows the MLM corporation to have as few employees as possible and as little overhead as possible, even though they can move insane amounts of product like Mary Kay or Herbalife or things like that. Imagine being able to sell that much product and you don't have to rent the office space or hire the sales staff or pay for the IT, the phones, nothing. You can move all this product and you don't even have to give your employees overtime or insurance or anything. It's just a giant funnel that takes money from you and moves it right into the MLM organization. And again, this even extends legally. If you get in a car accident and you're selling Herbalife or you're selling Mary Kay, that's tough luck. Your own personal insurance policy pays for it because you're an independent contractor. And so the company doesn't have to provide you workers' compensation or any other benefit or form. If you work for any other company, even Walmart, even Home Depot, when they send you out in a car to go buy something or do something or travel and you get in a car accident, 100% of that risk is transferred to Home Depot or Walmart because you're on company time and you're doing company business. And so they're responsible for it and they're responsible for buying insurance and making sure that if anything happens, you're taken care of. And this is Walmart we're talking about here. So the big picture is that these companies have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people in the sales force, and they don't have to pay for any of them to do anything. And if it takes you 20 hours to sell, you know, one piece of lipstick or one nutritional drink, the company doesn't care. They don't pay you overtime. They just get whatever remainder of the profit that happens. You get whatever small amount you get, and you've had the burden of cost of selling that and doing all the legwork shifted 100% to you. The company pays none of that. It's just purely sucking money from you. Okay, and again, think of this in a common sense type of situation. If a customer complains, they don't complain to the company, they complain to the person that sold them the goods, which is you. So now you're running customer service. You're giving people goods for free. Okay, you're putting together, you're going out to Kinko's or whatever, or Michael's, and you're buying these elaborate things, and you're setting up, and you're doing like a holiday package. Well, you're buying the packaging, and you're buying the advertising, and you yourself are buying all the plastic and the presentation, and you're inviting people into your home, and you're doing all these things to try to move the product. The company is doing nothing. All legitimate companies pay for advertising. They pay for sales staff. They pay for, you know, shelf space in stores. And everyone is fairly, to the most extent, fairly compensated for this, except for MLM. MLM companies don't care. You, as the direct salesperson, are assuming so much risk, an insane amount of risk to do business that it makes no sense whatsoever. You're not guaranteed a minimum income. You're not guaranteed overtime. You're not given any support whatsoever from the parent organization to move product or sell product. It all falls on you. And that doesn't work ever. You know why? Because successful companies have a coherent message and an advertising plan to sell their goods. And so they have a budget to pay people fairly, to, you know, get ads on TV, on the radio. They pay people to drive and to ship their products. That doesn't happen in an MLM organization. You basically get the product however you do, and you're the FedEx truck. You're the UPS truck. You're the one who's making deliveries. You're the one who's making calls. A huge amount of cost is associated with all that travel and all those logistics and all that time to take the time to sell the product to individual consumers. And you're compensated for nothing. And not only are you not compensated for that, but it's even worse, all that time, money, cost is coming out of your own pocket. Again, this is an insane way to do business. And so even if you're selling product and you're making money, you have to balance the money that you're making against the mileage that you're driving in your car or the time that you're spending. And you have to break it down that way. And because you're not an employee, you're an independent contractor, you have to factor in everything. How much rent you're paying where you live, or your mortgage payment, the fact that you have to do your own taxes. It just keeps building up. There's so many different things that are put on you as the MLM salesperson that no other type of employee in any other business would put up with or is even asked to do. Okay, and again, this really brings us back to another point of MLM. You always hear people in MLM organizations talk about sales. Man, I had this much sales. I had $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 of sales. That means nothing, okay? Because the amount of money that you put into your pocket is going to be sales minus whatever money you make from the, you know, selling the product and profit minus all the expenses you had to do to actually sell the product. And that's what gets lost in the shuffle. Every MLM organization to the T will always bring someone out and they will always say, I had this much sales. Look at how much sales I'm doing. I'm doing $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 worth of sales. Well, if it takes you $29,000 in mileage and fees and phone coverage and things like that to sell $30,000 of profit or $30,000 of goods, well, that just means that you're making $1,000 a month when all's said and done. And that's the other big thing that I see in MLM organizations is that people are really focused on sales and selling as much as possible. But at the end of the day, they have nothing to show for it because they spent more money to sell the goods than they actually made. Driving and time and phone and buying the extra packaging and holding events and parties and giving out free samples and basically just going all over everywhere just to make a sale, or selling people, you know, on packages where they're a starter package, so 50% of the sales go right to the company and you only get a small fraction. It just, the numbers don't ever add up, ever. And again, you need to look at all these things which are shifted. The burden is shifted 100% to you. You're essentially, when you join these organizations, taking whatever money you have in savings or that you've earned from your other job and giving it directly, just writing a check to the MLM organization for infrastructure that they should have in place and any other company would have in place. You're just giving them money. You're giving them, every time you make a phone call on your own plan, you just give them 25 cents and you're going to be making a lot of phone calls. Every time you drive somewhere, if you have insurance that you purchase on the private market yourself from your job, if you work, you know, on the weekends to sell this, that's overtime. You're not getting paid for any of this. You're just giving money to the company in the form of free resources to sell their goods, and they've already made the profit on that. And that brings me to the next point. The logistics and business model of all MLMs are terrible. That is the next point. This is not a viable business model, and I'm going to tell you why. Now, at the core of this is the same thing with every MLM. The products are terrible. They suck. They're horrible. No one would use these products unless they're being crammed down their throat by friends, family, and relatives. And it's simple. And you need to just think about this in a logical, common sense manner, okay? If a product is good, even products like, you think about the Snuggie. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But people liked it and it worked well. It sold like crazy. Good products sell themselves. Good products are available at stores. If something is a good product and people like it, there's word of mouth, there's advertising, there's things like that, it picks up momentum. You know, your local grocery store will get it. Costco will get it. Other stores will get it and they'll sell it because people want it and it makes money. You have never, ever heard of any MLM product ever that has accomplished this. Okay, there's no MLM product that's groundbreaking, and there's no MLM product for which there's demand for. And again, I want you to think about this in just the most basic terms. Look at Herbalife. If they had a nutritional drink or a nutritional supplement that was so great and actually produced results and people wanted it, it would be on the shelves of every grocery store or every drug store and you could get it easily, okay? That doesn't happen. It's the same thing with Mary Kay. If their makeup products or their beauty products were so great, they would sell them at every department store because that's how you make money. They wouldn't put all these barriers to buying their products. And that's what MLMs do to suck every penny out of their independent contractors that they can possibly get. Because you think about how easy it is if you have a product that people want and people want to use, you just ship 1,000 units to any store and the store buys all 1,000 units and they sell them and they make money and everybody wins. Because they want the product. And there's tons of products that you can think about every single day that you use and that you want and that you utilize, and you go to the store and you buy them and it's easy. But MLM organizations put unnecessary hurdles between themselves and their products because nobody wants to buy them and they're not good products. And why is that? Because their main business is not selling products, it's signing people up. That's how they make their money. If there were any type of normal company that made money by selling products, they would not use a direct sales model. They wouldn't use a multi-level marketing model. They wouldn't force like mothers and brothers and housewives and husbands and whoever else to basically form their own massive independent sales force, because there would be a demand for their products and they would just far more easily be able to give the product in bulk to a store like Rite Aid or CVS or Walmart or anything, and sell it that way. But they can't do that because their products are terrible and their business isn't in selling products. Okay, and every facet of this sales thing you can just deconstruct. It's just too easy, even though people keep getting put into it. All products that are successful, they have a brand and they have goodwill that's built up and associated with it and a name that's associated with it. But guess what? Every MLM product, from Herbalife to Mary Kay to any other organization you want to go to, what's one of their hallmarks? They're constantly changing the name of their products to sell more products. Nothing ever stays the same, right? Like, there's no such thing as Mary Kay Chapstick that everyone knows and they love and they use and they buy again and again and again and again, okay? It starts out as lip balm, and then it turns into like lip Excelsior or something else or something else. So there's a constant reinvention of the same type of thing. And again, you just think about the normal day-to-day transaction. If your lips are chapped and you want chapstick, you go to the store and you buy it, or Blistex or something else. It never crosses your mind to buy a Mary Kay product, okay? Or if you want a hydration product, you go to the store and you buy Monster Energy, or you buy Gatorade, or you buy Powerade. You've never heard of the myriad of different products that Herbalife is going to offer because no one talks about them because they're terrible and they don't work. The only way you hear about any of these products, be it Mary Kay or Herbalife or any one of those other things, is someone just forces you into an awkward conversation. Buy this, do this product, it's amazing, it does all these things. If it was really that amazing and really did half the stuff that's advertised that it does, then you wouldn't need to go to someone's house and listen to a 2-hour seminar and pay $50 just to have the privilege to buy $100 of merchandise to go sell this stuff, okay? It would sell itself. And for a company, that's much better because any real company that's out there, they don't want a bunch of Yahoo independent salespeople going out and making crazy claims because it's a real product. And so they want to be able to control the quality of the product and to be able to sell it and set the price and earn money that way, except for MLMs, because that's not their modus operandi, okay? That's not how they make their money. They make their money by recruiting people to buy product and then forcing those people to try to sell the product. And that brings me to one of my next points of the insanity of MLMs. Just think about this as a business transaction. The great thing about products that work and that are successful on any level, you can be a monopoly or you can be a small mom and pop shop. If your product works and people like it, they buy it and then they buy more of it, okay? And if you live in the US or most other countries, you know a lot of successful products, okay? You talk about it. If you want something to drink, you buy a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi or a Diet Coke or Monster Energy or anything like that. So all the biggest, most successful companies and even the smaller, not so successful companies have the same model, right? They invent something or market something that people want, and then they sell it to them, and it's on store shelves, and it's accessible. But when you cross the line and go into the MLM marketplace, it's completely a bizarro land, which just defies all rules of math and economics because they literally won't let you buy the product that you want to buy. And that's a huge red flag. So again, say you want chapstick. It's easy. Your lips are chapped. They're dry. You've been skiing or snowboarding or surfing or something like that. You go into the store, it takes 2 seconds, you spend $2 and you buy a stick of chapstick and you go on your way and you get the product you want and everything's cool and everyone's happy. Now let's look at this transaction from the standpoint of an MLM organization to truly see how insane their business plan is. If you wanted to buy chapstick, or let's just call it Mary Kay lip balm, from an MLM organization, you couldn't do that because it's not sold in stores. So in order to get it, you'd have to approach someone who's already in the organization. And when you do that, they said, "Man, you want this lip balm? I can't just sell you one. I have to force you to pay $50 to sign up, and then I'm gonna sell you 50. And then you have to sell 49 of those, and then you can have your one lip balm." Isn't that insane? That's the business model. That's how nuts it is. So one, you pay a premium just to be able to get your product. And two, you buy 50 times as much product as you actually need and then are forced to sell those products to other people just to be able to break even. And the product isn't even that good. That's the insanity of MLM. And all MLM organizations say that their products are amazing and they're great, but But they're not. If they were, they wouldn't be sold in the fashion that they're being sold. They'd sell themselves. You just say, hey, you want some Mary Kay lip balm? Here's one. Give me $2. Okay, next customer. But it doesn't happen that way. They're selling you on huge amounts of product every single time you want to buy something. And when a majority of times, you're not even buying the product. They're selling you on things that don't exist and have no value. And what I mean by that is you're not buying the lip balm for Mary Kay because you need the lip balm for Mary Kay. You're buying things that aren't tangible. You're, oh, this lip balm, you know, don't worry about it. You're not buying lip balm. You're buying freedom. You're buying being your own boss. And so MLM organizations always sell you on the same thing, building a network, doing this, doing that. But, you know, they rarely, if ever, focus on the product. The product is secondary because they just need a quote-unquote product to sell. But the real thing they're selling is you going out and recruiting other people. And they use all these buzzwords. And, you know, the most popular one is you're going to be an entrepreneur. You're going to do that. You're not going to be an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs are people who change the marketplace. And even if you wanted to be an entrepreneur and they're selling that, like 99% of entrepreneurs fail because they try a new idea and the market's not ready for it or it's not a good idea and they go bankrupt and they pick up the pieces and they go again. But it's a buzzword because, you know, you hear about like, you know, Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg or things like that. But the reality is that you, when you go into these organizations, the product is the last thing on your, you know, on the agenda. The real thing they're selling is you going out and recruiting other people. And that's how you make your money, is by getting other people to start selling the product. But again, nobody wants the product. And in the history of the world, nobody has successfully launched a product that was purchased by recruiting other people. If the product is good, you buy it online on Amazon or in a store. It doesn't make any sense to only give product to people and then force those people to try to sell excess product to others. And think about how good this is for the MLM organization itself. Remember, it's a small shell company and you're an independent contractor. So instead of selling one chapstick to you because you need it, they sell you 50. So they make 50 times the profit and they put 100% of the risk of moving all that material and all that supply on you. So you have 100% of the risk, 100% of the burden of selling all that excess supply. And not only do you assume 100% of the risk, but you assume 100% of the cost for moving that product. You assume all the advertising cost, all the transportation cost, all the sales cost, all the IT cost, right? Because you're using your phone, your time, your money, your resources. It's incredibly exploitive. And again, it's just a succubus type organization where you give someone 50 times the amount of money that you would normally give if you wanted chapstick, and you assume 100% of the risk and 100% of the cost for trying to sell all that excess inventory. Again, it just makes no sense. And not only that, but you're also forced to recruit other people under you to also buy 50 pieces of, you know, Mary Kay lip balm and also try to sell those. So very quickly, within two or three levels, this company, which has this horrible product, we'll call it Mary Kay lip balm, instead of selling like five and then everything else languishes on the shelf, they sold 5,000 and made profit from 5,000 plus all the fees that are required just to join up with the organization. And so they make huge amounts of money based on nothing and based on selling people on the hope and the dream of becoming wealthy. And again, you take a step back, no significant amount of people ever have made a living or become wealthy or risen out of poverty or retired or made any substantive amount of money whatsoever from MLM organizations ever. If it was that easy and people did it, you would know people. Because so many people join these things. But again, it doesn't happen. It's a failed model and it continues to fail, but people continue to sign up for it. So again, if you have any questions about this, I'll write you an email. I will discuss it with you. I'll debate you, whatever you want. But just to summarize, these organizations are all predicated on one thing. They're selling products that are substandard, that have not been popular and never gained popularity, and they've been around forever. You know, Herbalife is not sold in any store. if it was a good product like Gatorade or anything like that, it would be. Or even Monster Energy, which I don't consider to be awesome. That's even sold in stores and 7-Eleven, everything. The MLM products are not sold anywhere because there's no demand for them and people don't want them and they don't work and they're terrible across the board. And again, it goes back to the same thing. All the money is made from these organizations by signing up people and forcing those people to buy huge amounts of product and then try to move that product. And the most heinous thing about these organizations is that they move 100% of the cost, 100% of the burden, and 100% of the risk to people who don't have the resources to accurately deal with those risks. If you're looking to get ahead and you're not making money or you're trying to make rent, you don't have money to spend on advertising. You don't have, you know, excess time. You want to get paid overtime or health benefits or anything like that. You get none of that. So all the companies, efforts for sales and marketing and things like that are put towards people who've already bought all these products, and then it's up to you to make the phone calls and to spend money on your phone plan and your internet and your emails and use your own home and your time. So again, the burden is 100% shifted to you. That's all these organizations do. They take massive amounts of worthless products and then they sell them to you, make all the profit, and they sell them to you in great excess, and then 100% of the risk goes to you to try to make money. So it's terrible. And it's not a good business model. If it was, it would be flourishing, but it's not. They, you know, it just keeps on, you know, kind of lagging behind beneath the curtains and kind of under the radar of the you know, the government and things like that. So I hope this has been enlightening. I have a lot more to say on this topic, and I'll continue to explore these themes. But, you know, if it comes down to it, just don't join, you know, one of these type of organizations. That's all I can say.